Foot and mouth disease is a viral disease. It is one of the most infectious diseases known to man. Because of the effects on an industry, internationally, countries will not trade unless they're confident that they're not going to be an import virus.
Take me back, 2001 in Scotland.
Well, yes, 2001, of course, was the year of the big foot and mouth outbreak in the UK, and I was responsible for managing the operations in southwest Scotland. We had to trace a large number of sheep coming out of Longton Market, and unfortunately, with our mob-based system, similar to the current Australian system, this took us a number of weeks, by which time disease had seeded around the countryside.
And so the impact on trade, on the industry, how long-lasting was that?
Well, it took us 11 months to eradicate the disease, and then, of course, trade internationally was closed for many months after that. So the impact on farming was devastating, but also the wider community, with impacts on tourism and indeed other parts of the local community.
And that was how similar to the system we've got now?
It was very similar to the system that we have at the moment. It was a mob-based system. And, of course, the delays in recording those movements and putting them into an electronic database meant that there was not contemporary information on which we could operate.
By 2007, many changes had been made in the UK. What position were you in when you faced it yet again?
So by 2007, I was Chief Veterinary Officer in Scotland. As you say, the European Union has required the electronic identification of sheep. When we had a disease outbreak in southeast England, as Chief Veterinary Officer, I was able to, within 24 hours, trace all movements of cattle and sheep from southeast England to Scotland over the previous 6 to 8 weeks. That enabled me to put vets on every farm to check that we had not spread disease to Scotland. We were then able to relax restrictions on farmers much more quickly, reduce the economic impact, and as I say, the incredible stress that is accompanied by this disease.
How likely is it that Australia will have to deal with an outbreak of foot and mouth disease?
The risk is increasing all the time with the globalisation of trade and the movement of products all around the world and increased movements of people because, of course, this virus can be transported on footwear, clothing, and by people in the back of their throat. So all of these risks are increasing all of the time. But it is not just about foot and mouth disease. Food safety incidents require effective traceability. Our international trading partners expect us to have modern and contemporary traceability systems.
The overarching response from national industry bodies is that the current system we've got is okay, it needs some improvements, and some states have done much more than others. There have been tests done recently. How were they set up and what were the results there?
We recently had a consignment of cattle that went to Japan and unfortunately post-import testing detected Yoni's disease in those cattle. The Japanese asked us to trace all 321 of those cattle. We were able to trace the entire life cycle of those cattle onto 163 farms in 5 states within an hour. At the same time, as part of a national exercise, Sheep Catcher 2, we were allocated 14 sheep to trace. 14 days later, we had not been able to trace those 14 sheep to the same standard as we'd traced 321 cattle within an hour.
Dr. Milne rejects suggestions by Wool Producers Australia that Victoria's traceability issues come down to a lack of spending on the current system, but does concede there is a stronger case for electronic tags in Victoria than other states.
There are problems with the current system, as there are across the board in many states. But the principal problem is the numbers of animals and the numbers of movements that occur in Victoria. And also, the other factor that comes into place is that we have undertaken a tender process that makes electronic tags much cheaper in Victoria than it is in other states.
Shouldn't there be a national approach on this?
My own personal view is that a national approach would be far stronger. And my belief is that the electronic system provides a far more effective way of managing a disease outbreak than the current mob-based system.
How damaging do you think it is that the Federal Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce, has said this is unnecessary and just an expensive waste of time?
That's an unfortunate comment. As I've said before, it's important for Victoria that we do the right thing for Victoria producers, and I believe strongly that this is the case.